Good morning, welcome to everyone. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Beis. Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the concepts of Yom Kippur based on chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein koirin b'yoyim ha-kippurim shisha oylem la-Torah. And this is why on Yom Kippur, it's the only day of the year when we invite six people up to the Torah at Shachris in the morning on Yom Kippur. Ki vav hu bechinas tikkun habris. Because the letter vav in the Aleph Beis represents tikkun habris, the midah of yesoid. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 11 in Likutei Moran. In the seven lower midos of Hashem, chesed, gevura, tiferes, netzach, hoid, yesoid, yesoid is number six. And we know that six times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, Hashem's most basic name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which is 26, six times 26 is 156, which is Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, who is the symbol of Tikkun HaBris, the one who passed the incredible test with the wife of Potiphar. And this is also why relations between husband and wife are forbidden on Yom Kippur, because that's a day when we need to separate ourselves. Kedei lizkois lekabolas haTorah, in order to merit receiving the Torah, kemoi Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, who had to separate himself completely from his wife. Tomorrow we're going to be reading the portion of the Torah, Bahaloscha, where at the end of the portion, and just a few minutes ago, I read Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, where we read about Aharon and Miriam, two of the holiest people in the world, questioning Moshe Rabbeinu's actions. Because earlier in the parsha, it tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to Hashem, I cannot handle the Jewish people by myself. I need help. And Hashem said, you're right. We're going to give you 70 prophets to work with you. And the Torah tells us how this was done. And when Tzipora heard about this, she said, I feel bad for their wives. So Miriam and Aaron asked, why? What's wrong? She said, because a prophet has to separate. There has to be a separation between husband and wife. So they looked at her strange. What do you mean? We live with our husband and wife and we're prophets. And this is why they ended up questioning Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem spoke up at the end of the parsha. And Hashem says, how dare you? How dare you question Moshe Rabbeinu? You're comparing yourselves to Moshe Rabbeinu? As great as Aaron and Miriam were, there's one Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechol Beisi Nemanhu, who has to be ready 24-7 to receive prophecy. And when Hashem appeared to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam at the time, Aaron and Miriam were not in a pure state, and the Rashi points out they had to run quickly, bring water, we have to purify ourselves, Hashem wants to speak to us. So we see clearly in the Torah that there are levels here. In Hebrew law, there's a chapter which speaks about the relationship between husband and wife, and it defines what the proper, kosher, healthy amount of contact between husband and wife should be. For a Talmud Chacham, for a businessman, for a hard worker, the Torah takes all the different factors into consideration to show what a relationship of holiness is. Any questions, please?
Yes, if the Rav could possibly explain what would be the equivalent for women of Tikkun HaBrit?
The topic of Tikkun HaBrit for women is, number one, especially all the factors involved in Tzniut, in a woman conducting herself with modesty in every facet of life, in dress, in speech, in appearance, kol kvoida bas melech penima, for a woman to maintain the royalty of a Jewish princess in being reserved in all of her behavior and her interaction with men and even with women, and in terms of being more public or less public, and in addition especially to being supportive of her husband in studying Torah, in maintaining purity in Tikkun HaBris. When a woman makes herself attractive to her husband, and specifically and only to her husband and for her husband, and the relationship between them is healthy and it's positive, that gives the husband the ability to be a prime leader in the family of Torah, of bringing the divine spirit of Hashem into the home and performing all the mitzvahs that are relevant to her in the holiest way. She's the one that brings Shabbos into the home. Shabbos is called Bris in the manner that she lights candles. If she lights candles at the earliest time possible and does it with the proper prayer, in the performance of all the mitzvahs that she performs, all the things that are related to her are all connected to the Tikkun HaBris. Any other questions?
Rav Maimon, Kol Kavod.